Tab 13. Terry and Andy, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Steve, for all the work the SSC has done on helping us with Amendment 3. To refresh everyone's memory, at the November Council meeting, we postponed final action on Amendment 3 in order to incorporate the data portal workshop catch time series results. Since that time, the PDTs met several times to review the analysis and recommend the ABCs to the SSC and to evaluate new proposals for catch monitoring. Next week, the committee and the advisors meet to either develop a new alternative or to develop a final alternative from the existing Amendment 3 document. And so we are going to be seeking this morning very clear guidance from the council as to what you want our results to be next week. And Andy's got a PowerPoint to kick us off here, so thank you, Andy.
Okay, thank you. My PowerPoint just summarizes where we're at and some of the issues before the council. As you heard from the SSC, we have a new ABC recommendation, which has an effect on how you might view draft Amendment 3. Just a little bit of review was a status. The council in November decided to postpone final action on the amendment to take into account the new catch series being developed in the data poor workshop and apply that in the model used by a PDT to estimate ABC. As you just heard, those recommendations and estimates were provided to the SSC, who has recommended using the catch biomass median exploitation ratio to set the ABC. The draft amendment had an ACL framework that was reviewed by the SSC in April. And resulted in this type of structure. The SSC recommended an ABC of 27,809 metric tons, which was a 33% reduction from 2007 levels. It recommended setting, I'm going a little bit further than what they said. They set an interim catch limit at that time because the proposed rules were not out, but we wrote the draft amendment in terms of an ACL framework, knowing what at least the proposed rule was at that time. We set the ACL equal to the ABC. We accounted for uncertainty, both scientific and, it says management uncertainty, both types of uncertainty in a target catch, which was 75% of the ACL, or 20,857 metric tons. We deducted projected dead discards, which were based upon the most recent history at that time was 2004-2006, which was 33% of the total catch. We also deducted state landings, which was 3% of the total catch, to derive a TAL, which was the ACT minus the discards and the state landings, which was 11,192 metric tons. And then we allocated those, and there were two options in the document, to the wing fishery and the bait fishery. The measures for each fishery were designed to achieve those TALs. The accountability measures were invoked. There were two flavors. One, when the landings reached a TAL, and that was a target TAC option. The other option was to invoke the accountability measures when the catch reached the ACL as being the upper threshold. The alternative included, the amendment included four alternatives with the following measures: a harder target TACs with accountability measures, possession limits specified for the wing and bait fishery separately, time area closures for vessels landing no more than the incidental or more than the incidental skate limit, or as defined as vessels on a skate trip, and annual or seasonal bait fishery quotas. And they were combined in various ways to form the four major alternatives. Pushing the wrong button here. So the council has four choices, or three choices before it today. One is to direct the committee to develop a final alternative from the existing ones in the draft document. Those alternatives achieved a 40 to 46% reduction in wing landings and a 19 to 35% reduction in the bait skate landings. So you see the amendment already treated the reduction in the bait fishery as less of an issue than in the wing fishery by its design. The second choice that the council could make would be to reestimate the skate possession limits to achieve the new TALs, which I'll get to the next slide, are much lower because of the new discard estimates are much higher. So therefore, the TALs are lower. I looked at this very recently this week, and the brief run on the possession limit model that was developed by the PDT, and basically these, to get these kind of reductions require, almost can't be achieved when the using the modeling the behavior of fishery in 2007 based upon this possession limit model. The third choice the council could make would be remand the draft amendment to the Oversight Committee and advisors to develop additional alternatives to address the issues as they're now perceived. Also, the council should decide, we need to modify the existing ACL framework to be consistent with the re-estimated ABC. The council should decide, should decide whether, based upon the results of the Day Poor Workshop and the recommendations of ABC, to adjust the reference time series to include the fall surveys through 2007 and the spring survey for Little Skate through 2008. This is consistent with what the SSC is recommending. However, this reference time series is hardwired into the plan, so it needs an action through the amendment or through a future framework adjustment to make this change. The new ACL framework, if you apply the recommendations of the ABC. I have a range here because there are two types of catch series from the Day of Poor Workshop. The SSC is recommending one value, which was, is the 23,826,000 tons. But bear with me going through this. The reduction relative to 2007 is 42%. If we reduce the ABC to take into account uncertainty using 75% of the ACL as before, the catch target would be 17,864 tons. We then reduce the target by the dead discards, which are 58% of the total catch. State landing still estimated at 3%. The TAL would be 7,328 tons, and then it could be broken up into a wing TAL and a bait TAL using one of the options in the amendment document. Finally, as part of revising the alternatives, the PDT met with staff at the regional office on January 30th to hammer out some new details addressing some of the Fishery Service comments during the comment period of the draft amendment. And they are in your document, I think it's in your binder is document 5. The proposals include a change to the AMs for the target TAC alternative, which are essentially adjustments to the TAL triggers as a percentage of the total TAL, and a change to the ABC buffer, which is at 75% of the ACL. There's also a recommendation to include TAL monitoring using dealer data rather than specific trip declarations. The dealer data, as it currently exists, to assign landings to a skate fishery, either the bait fishery, the wing fishery, and then secondarily, some type of letter of authorization to monitor the skate time area closures. There are also some other options in there not using a letter of authorization. So that's the end of my summary. I'd be happy to take questions or we can move on. Thank you.
Terry.
Yeah, Andy, could you lay out the timetable for each of these different alternatives?
Yes, thank you. If the council chooses or directs the committee when it next meets on February 19th to develop a final alternative, we hope to have a final document and a vote at the council at the April meeting to vote for the final alternative, and if there are no changes, submit the document to the Fishery Service. If the council remands it back to the committee for new alternatives, I would anticipate it would be June before we have a new draft document. We would take the document out to public hearings in July and August and choose a final alternative, hopefully in September.
Council members? Dr. Pierce?
All right, in light of everything that's been said and the fact that Terry and the skate committee need some guidance as to what they should do at their meeting coming up shortly, I would move to remand the draft amendment to the Oversight Committee and advisors to develop additional alternatives needed to address the new PDT analyses and the SSC recommendations.
There is a second. Seconded by Jim Fair. Discussion? Paul Howard?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. If the other alternative, April, is chosen, we can get on to Whiting a lot quicker than we can. As Andy's next in line to do our Whiting plan, so it delays Whiting probably another year.
Anyone else on the council?
New alternatives.
Mike Leary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Andy, on both of these flow charts here, the TAL equals the act minus the discard minus the state landings. The percentages don't add up.
I'm not sure which percentages don't add up, but I believe they do add up. The reductions in parentheses represent a reduction relative to levels in 2007. I'm not sure if that's what you're adding.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Up or not.
Thank you.
One thing that I wanted to add is in terms of the motion, if I can, that you have on the table, if the decision is not to approve this and choose a final alternative without revising them, the structure of that would be the fishery would run with respect to the existing possession limits. On paper, they wouldn't achieve the target, but you have an ACL backstop which would close the fishery when the landings for that fishery reach the TAL. So it is a viable alternative and would meet the standards of the Act. It's just that we wouldn't have measures specifically to achieve the target. They'd get two-thirds of the way there.
Could you say that again?
What I'm trying to say is that alternatives in the document currently don't achieve the full 68% reduction. They achieve about 42% reduction. So if this is not approved, this motion, and it's sent to the committee as choosing a final alternative, that could work with the existing alternatives. They would achieve 40% of the reduction or some other number depending upon, for example, other regulations and interim actions. And the plan would still be viable because, in fact, you do have an ACL which would shut the fishery down when it reached the biological limit.
Terry.
Yeah, thank you, John. A question for David Pierce. Is it your intention to act on the SCAPD's recommendation to update the biological reference points and the recommendations for the target TAC AMs as part of this amendment?
Yes, it is. Those would be SSC recommendations, and of course the PDT analysis is, would provide the information needed for you to follow through with the reference points. Also, well, actually, I have another issue to raise, but it's not necessarily relevant to this motion. Okay.
No, thanks. Just want to be crystal clear.
Dave Gethel.
Question for Andy. You said, Andy, that one of your models doesn't, no matter what you put in for a wing possession limit, it doesn't get you where you need to be. Is that an accurate statement, or have I misinterpreted something?
That's a correct characterization of what I said, and it's because the model accounts for additional discards that occur when you have a low possession limit.
Okay, so it's assuming, the model's assuming that everybody that catches skates, if they can't keep them, they're going to discard them, that there aren't directed trips where people are trying to catch large amounts of skates that'll stop, basically, if there's, say, a 500-pound possession limit or whatever it might be. In other words, if a guy comes in with 50,000 pounds of wings now and he can only have 500, it's assuming that he doesn't just go somewhere else and fish.
The basic presumption of the model is that if the revenue accounting for the daily cost of fishing from other species, if the revenue from other species exceeds the daily cost of fishing, the trip would continue to occur and discard the excess skates. Trips where the majority of revenue comes from skates and the trip would be uneconomic if not landing the additional skates that are over, would be assumed to stop and return home.
Okay, and I think that's a reasonable assumption to some degree, and I say to some degree because skates are a lot of work. They're a lot of work to deal with whether you keep them or not, and I think that people will probably change their fishing behavior if there's a low trip limit on wings. They're not going to, they're probably not going to stay in an area unless this is, for any length of time and discard skates. It's too much work. They may be in that area, say, use Stellwagen as an example, where certain times of year there's a high concentration of skates there. They may be there long enough to catch their 800 pounds of cod and 250 pounds of yellowtails, but after that, they're not going to want to deal with discarding potentially large amounts of skates when there's no additional benefits. So I do think we could have a trip limit that will solve this problem, but I don't know how to analyze it.
Yeah, the PDT discussed this aspect, and we couldn't model changes in fishing behavior without developing a new closed area model. And we asked for access to the closed area model, but it wasn't available at the time because of some configuration that was needed for Amendment 16. But there's a trade-off. there's a mitigating circumstance. On one hand, vessels might fish in other areas and avoid discarding excess skates, but at the same time, the model also didn't take into account vessels taking shorter trips and returning more frequently to target skates. So it worked both ways. Thank you.
Rodney?
Yeah, I agree with David and to some extent, but people got to remember, skates are very abrasive. Nobody's going to fish on them when it's chafing your net apart. You either fish on them for economics, and you take into consideration that it's chafing your net, and you're going to replace that twine, or you try to fish clean for something else. They don't just stay there to catch skates. Nobody does that. So if the trip limit goes down, you're going to deter people from that area. And there was something that Andy said, and I missed the point, and I'll have to think about it and come back to it, because it was something I wanted to ask him. It was just a question, anyway.
Pat Kirkle.
I'm opposed to the motion, Mr. Chairman. You've already taken much longer than is authorized by the Magnuson Act to develop this amendment for an overfished stock. I understand that the new information is that two of the stocks are no longer overfished. But this is taking far too long. I know there's alternatives in there. I don't think that the information from the PDT analysis or the SSC recommendations significantly changes anything that the committee and the council has already talked about. This has been delayed for four or five meetings now. There's always a reason to push it off to the next meeting. I think we should look at modifying the alternatives that have already been discussed for, 2 years now, and bringing it back to the April council meeting.
Anyone else on the council? We'll go to the audience. Danny?
My name is Dan Nordstrom. I'd first like to say that after hearing Dr. Jim Weinberg's report, it was reported that there were no detrimental effects on skate. In fact, some species of skate that were overfished are now in the not overfished category. It is very important not to develop a single species assessment of skate. Rather, we should develop a regional pattern of productivity of the skate species, as in 2.1.4 of Mr. Weinberg's report. This is where could overwhelmingly show how bait skate are unique to southern New England. Also, this could help distinguish that there are two distinctive fisheries. Six species that are involved in the wing fishery, one species involved in the bait fishery. Then we could monitor the two fisheries with a much clearer perspective and thus be able to take the needs of the two fisheries into consideration. As for the bait industry, there should be a control date set in place, a history-based criteria to participate in the harvesting of little skate. All this could take some time, but as an advisor to the skate committee, I strongly recommend that we go back to the status at the time of the canceled meeting that was held on November 14, 2008. Continue where we left off, using all of the data and statistics that were provided at that time. The data poor workshop produced no significant changes to warrant any drastic measures that would halt Skate Amendment 3. With the alternative that yet to be chosen. I support Alternative 4 with a three-season quota using the 1995 to 2006 basis. By doing this, we'll be able to accomplish getting Skate Amendment 3 completed. Also, it would not put those that participate in the two fisheries in financial distress in these difficult economical times that all our country is facing. I'd like to bring to your attention the PDT graph from May 15, 2008, showing the history of both wing and bait. In 1999, each fishery landed around 8 million pounds. And then in 2002, wings shoot up to land in almost double at 14 million pounds, while bait skate shows a steady decline to 2006 as pot restrictions in the lobster business take effect. Demand for bait skate has not increased, only decreased. Information and data exists that showing the two different fisheries. So my question is, why is there a rush not to recognize existing fisheries and treat them as such? Also, if the trend shown by the graph for bait is in decline, why can't the bait fishery move forward with the PDT's recommendation of 4,000 metric ton for the bait industry? 75% of the skate that are used for bait are little skate with no discard, and little skate were never overfished, showing that it is a well self-managed fishery and has not put a strain on the biomass with no overfishing occurring. And if the ABC option 2 is chosen, suggested by the SSC, I feel that the bait fishery should be at 3,664 metric ton of the 7,328 that is that would be given. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Maggie.
Thank you. Maggie Raymond, Associated Fisheries of Maine. This motion, I have some questions because this motion is suggesting that new alternatives be added to the document, and then I think Pat is saying that the alternatives that are in the document just need to be modified to reflect this new, the new scientific information that you've received. Okay, so will there be additional discussion from the council giving direction to the committee on the alternatives themselves after this motion either prevails or doesn't prevail?
Terry, were you planning on getting into that?
Well, yes. I mean, we need pretty clear. If this motion fails and we go forward with it to tweaking the existing measures, I want to know what we can and can't do.
Well, either way, I think the council may still want to provide some advice on the existing options based on the public comment that was received and really never discussed at the last council meeting because this was pushed off until this meeting. I'll just take a minute now to say that I would hope that when the committee meets that the public comments that were provided in writing will be provided to the committee again, because it has been a while since the public submitted those comments, and I would like the committee to refresh their memories on the comments that were submitted. And I would also like to request that the enforcement folks weigh in on those time area closure options, because we have a great deal of concern about how we're going to explain those options to fishermen on the water. And I've expressed some concern to the Coast Guard about those options already, and I'd like to see what their reaction is to those options before the council takes a final vote on which direction they're going to move forward with. Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience? Bonnie?
Bonnie Spinizzola, Atlantic Offshore Lobstermen's Association. As I'm sure all of you know, the bait fishery also affects the lobster fishery. So any devastating situation or tacks or towels will certainly affect two fisheries and not just one. The thing that I hate to reiterate what Dan said, but it was really quite well said, well written. The landings in the skate bait fishery have remained stable. They catch little skate that's not overfished and hasn't been overfished. The groundfish regulations will be certainly going backwards as far as what's able to be caught in discards, but frankly, we in the bait fishery, the directed bait fishery, are not concerned with discards because they're so minimal in compared to anything else that anyone else is looking at as far as discards are concerned. Since the catch has remained level, since the discards are not increasing and really are somewhat non-existent. I can't understand why the aggregate number of discards should be applied to both fisheries, and I don't think they should be. I think that when you're talking about paring back on that, on the level of what can be caught, when you're looking at this new regulations of any kind, I think you should certainly go back to what the SSC or the PDT had recommended earlier, especially considering what the findings were in this past data poor workshop, which showed very little change, if nothing else, that the resource was actually better than what they had thought. Thank you.
Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, regarding the motion that I made, it's not my intent to purposefully slow anything down. My assumption is, based upon all the information we've received right now, that there is a necessity to, for the committee to reflect on, further reflect on these analyses and recommendations, and to consider additional alternatives that might be needed as a result of that review, and in particular to think about the other revised alternatives that I believe Andy said we need to look at. That's in the PowerPoint presentation showing revised alternatives. So when I was thinking of other alternatives, I was also thinking about those because it's something that needs to be addressed according to Andy. So and that was part of the motivation for why I made the motion I did.
Anyone else on the council? The concern is that if we go back to committee and advisors, and by the way, I think the Skate Committee and advisors all but one meeting have met jointly, I think, maybe two meetings. The committee met alone, but we've had a fair amount of meetings where this committee and the advisors met together in joint meetings. I think the concern is that we end up developing something completely new, and we end up several more months down the line before we're taking a final vote. The other alternative was that the council could direct the committee to committee advisors to look at the existing alternatives and make changes to those, incorporating the new information. Dr. Pierce.
Well, I guess another reason why I made this motion is that we have three choices before us presented by staff, and I assume that the letter C was a viable alternative, was a sensible choice for us to make. It's in the list, and the staff is indicating to us that we could consider it, that it has merit. Now, if it doesn't have merit, then why is it in the list?
Anyone else on the council? Ready for the question? All those in favor, please raise your hand. Nine. Opposed? Seven. Motion carries 9-7. Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, on another somewhat related issue, I guess I need some guidance from the committee relative to whether or not, and actually from Andy as well, as to whether or not I'm interpreting correctly the choices for setting the skate ABC shown in Table 3 of the document that we reviewed a little while ago. That's from the skate PDT to the SSC, document number 2. There are a number of ABC options, and it was recommended to us that we go with the median catchover biomass ratio. When I look at that and I see that those are the lowest numbers in the table regarding the TAC and the TAL out of the five choices. Okay, fine enough. I then go to the presentation given to us by Andy, and I see that we have, as we've discussed before, the ACL equals the ABC, and then we take away 25% because of the act, all right, to account for management uncertainty. Now, according to the National Standard Number 1 guidelines, the ACT is optional. So now I'm left with a bit of a quandary as to whether or not we should continue with this approach. That is, take off 25% to account for management uncertainty. And specifically, I wonder if we have already done that by picking the ABC option. Well, not picking. I mean, it's coming to us from the SSC. We have the SSC option with the lowest number in the set of five options. Doesn't that afford us with some level of caution relative to the ABC? And if that's true, then do we really need the ACT? Or is there some other sort of management uncertainty that we actually need to account for still that would justify our saying to the committee, continue with this flow of this flow chart that takes off 25%? So I'd like the council to discuss this further and to see if we can agree what we need to do with the ACT in light of what the SSC has just given to us, which seems to be precautionary ABC advice.
Andy?
Just to clarify the structure a little bit, I'm not going to speak to the SSC's evaluation of risk and uncertainty in their selection of an ABC, but partly there might be a little bit of semantics here. If you look at another type of approach being applied for some other plans or amendments in development, the ACL is not equal to the ABC, and the ACL is reduced to account for uncertainty, and there's no ACT. In this case, the framework is that the ACL equals the ABC, so the catch can go up to that level before applying accountability measures. And to some extent, that's recognizing the risk-averse nature of setting the ABC for skates. But as far as setting our management targets and TALs, where this framework would reduce that level to account for some additional management uncertainty in achieving those goals and the effects that they have on the resource.
Okay, fine enough. I'll take another look at the plan as it exists right now to see how we have described the management uncertainty that would justify our actually using the ACT. At this moment, I can't recall all of those, the rationale for it, and I guess I'll be better prepared to act on this when next we discuss skates.
Anyone else in the council? Paul Howard?
So, Andy, in terms of the timeline, you will bring back a completed document in June for the council's vote. Is that what you're planning?
I'm actually a little confused by the motion and subsequent discussion. If additional alternatives means developing new alternatives to address discards, for example, in a different way, or apply management rules that would reduce discards within the amendment, I anticipate we would be bringing back a draft document again, a draft amendment for the council's approval in June. And then the council, because there are new alternatives that haven't had the benefit of public input and discussion, we would be taking that out the public hearing again. That's one interpretation I have. If the additional alternatives are just the ones that the PDT recommended and some modifications of the existing alternatives, we could probably bring back a revised document with a final alternative for council approval in April. I'm not sure what given the subsequent discussion, the motion meant to do.
Dr. Pierce?
Well, primarily the latter interpretation of Andy's. That's what I would suggest. And, of course, after further rumination on what the PDT and SSC has said, if for some reason the committee needs to or is compelled to offer up some other advice, some other recommendation for another alternative, okay, fine enough. They can offer it up to us, and we can reject it if we think it's going to slow the process down or if it doesn't have legs. But it's, again, primarily the latter interpretation of Andy's. I don't want to slow this up. I want it to move forward as quickly as possible so Andy and company can get on to other things, such as Whiting.
Andy, don't get hung up in going through public hearings and all that. Our committee meetings, our council meetings are public hearings. We've had a whole slew of them. So what we need to bring back is a final document with whatever the committee's going to do for vote, in my opinion. I think that's what David's saying. So don't be caught up in going through NEPA again. We've already done it.
This motion is to bring back the final alternative and a final document with whatever modifications are needed.
Is the committee chair straight on that?
Crystal clear.
Pat Kirkle.
Would it be appropriate to adopt the data pool workshop reference points now, or is that something that we would do at the next meeting?
It's the will of the council. I mean, we've got some motions prepared if the council would like to do it now, or would the council would like us to move it through the committee.
I'd always envision that those new reference points would be the basis of the alternatives in this plan, and that when we vote the plan through, that's when they're incorporated officially.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think that, you know, given the clear instructions here, and I mean we do have quite a difference in the TALs, and I think we can work with the industry and ourselves and come back with something in an expedient manner. We'll do it as expediently as possible.
Is you referenced an upcoming meeting. Is that a joint advisor committee meeting?
Next Thursday in where are we? Brockton, Mass.
It is joint. Thank you. Anything else under skates? Andy? You got something more, Terry?
I'm all set. Thank you, John.
All set. Anything else under skates? Okay. We'll break for lunch. Be back in an hour.